In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, to whose glory forever. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Amshir. And God is alerting us to not follow Him for an agenda, but rather follow Him for His purpose. We're all here in the church. We all have needs. We all have desires from God to fulfill for us, whether it's a job, whether it's an exam, whether it's embarking on a lifelong decision, whether it's embarking on a sacrifice, whether seeking comfort for a departed, whatever it is, the Lord is asking us to come to Him. In this chapter, St. John chapter 6, the Lord will do a transformation of thinking. Because of the limited time, we'll not go into all of it. But the transformation of that's happening is, why are you following me? Are you following me because you ate the bread? To put it in context, the Lord is the next day after feeding the multitude in St. John chapter 6, which starts with this miracle. And then, when the multitude were fed, they wanted to make Him a king. He did miracles. He raised the dead. And they wanted to make Him a king, not because He's this, but because He solved for them their economical problems. The problems of money. The problems of food. They are hungry because their leaders, the publicans, are taking their money and giving it to the Romans. So they are really needing some help. And the Lord did. The Lord did help them. And He didn't want to send them home so they don't faint on the way. But He wanted to start lifting them up to another thought. And then, when they wanted to make Him king, I think He could look at the disciples and the disciples say, finally, it pays off. Finally, our leader is famous. Finally, what we left our homes for is going to pay off. Maybe Judas was very happy on that day because what he did has paid off big time. And now it became making sense for them why they left everything and followed Him. And the Lord saw this on their faces. That's why He was perplexed, more annoyed. And He forced them to go into the boats. Akbarhum, go into the boats. And then He went to pray. And then in the middle of the night He came to them while the Lake of Gennesaret or the Sea of Tiberias or Bahr al-Galil, Sea of Galilee, three names for the same thing, was boisterous, and they were going to drown. Then they knew what's valuable about life when we face death. Funerals and death are the biggest sermons to our life. And then he saved them, and He entered the boat, and the boat immediately was found on the other side, which is Capernaum. The Jews who were fed, they woke up. There is no boats there because they left them, and the boats were on the side of Bethsaida, close to where the miracle happened. Now on the cross side is Capernaum. This is the people when they didn't find, they crossed over, and other people came because now they have food every day. Then the Lord said, here is the question, is that I need to lift you up to another type of food. And He takes them into this ascent, al-Masa'id, the ascent of St. John chapter 6. We'll get into this now, how He ascends their mind. We're not going to do the chapter, but I want to point our attention to why is this reading coming in Amshir? What is the focus of the month before Amshir? What is the month before Amshir? What is the month before Amshir? What is last Coptic month? Tuba. What is the focus in Tuba? What is the major feast that comes in Tuba? Epiphany or Theophany. So the month focuses on, if it's Theophany, we'll focus on baptism. And then we'll come into the month of Amshir, and God is telling us, did you focus on the baptism enough? Let's focus on the communion, on Amshir and the rest of the year. And the coming of the Holy Spirit towards the end of the year and the second coming. So there is transformation of thinking. Rabbeinu loves this transformation. He takes us from the very low and gets us very high. He takes us from born in corruption and sin and sets you at the levels of saints. As Abuna, when he looks at the people in the church, he says saints, not congregation. And this transformation already happened by the one whom God sent to baptize, that we all know. And he said, no one is born from women like him. St. John the Baptist. He wanted to transform the people. And he told them, I baptize you with water, but one coming after me, whom I'm not worthy to loosen his sandals or his sandal straps, he will baptize you with spirit and fire. There is a transformation coming. But see, God understands our weakness. And he wants us to be transformed from him. So the Lord himself is doing the same thing in this chapter, John 6. You want to eat? Okay, I'm going to give you earthly food. And then they follow him for the earthly food. And God says, you're selling yourself short. Let me tell you about something that will make you live up to your full potential. Remember, someone I love very much, and she was asked, what is the thing you're most afraid of? And the answer she said was unfulfilled potential. Unfulfilled potential. ما حققتش نفسي. But the Lord sees your potential is you're born, you have a beginning, but your fulfilled potential is to make it to the kingdom of heaven. That is then حققت نفسك. That is then you fulfilled your potential. And this is where he sent St. John the Baptist to baptize, to see the pattern of baptism. And then he came to get baptized. We'll explain why. And then he baptizes us with the Holy Spirit. And in the chapter of communion, the focus, he will do both. He will feed the body, but he will say, I want you to work for another type of food. I want you to fulfill your maximum success. I want you to be very successful. I want you to fulfill your maximum potential. I want you to have that completely, to fulfill yourself. When is that? Is when you enter the kingdom of heaven. Then you have no end. You have full recognition. You have the full potential because you live forever. You were born so that you don't have an end. You were born so that you don't die. You were born so that you maximize your existence, that you exist forever in joy and happiness and no sadness anymore, you and your family. This is what the Lord is doing to us in this chapter, St. John chapter 6. How does this happen? Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. The one who eats my body and drinks my blood, I will raise him at the last day. I will raise him at the last day. My body is food indeed, and my blood and drink is drink indeed. And then the pinnacle of all of this, John 6:56. The one who eats my body and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. That's marriage. Communion is marriage. Communion is a banquet of the Lamb. Communion is that intimacy that happens in the altar that has been prophesied about in the book of Nasheed al-Anshad, Song of Songs. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. I brought him into my mother's chamber. Then the intimacy happened between us and God, which is maximized in the liturgy. We are in a banquet. We are in a wedding session, being wed to our bridegroom. That is your maximum potential, to be the bride of Christ. Why was he baptized? St. John always writes about theology and behavior. If you want to understand St. John's, عشان كده اسمه الحبيب واللاهوتي, the beloved and the theologian, والرائي اللي هو because of revelation, seer, and the evangelist because of writing one of the gospels. The pinnacle of the gospels, I may say. The Lord, the Logos, is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit by nature. بالطبيعة, in essence, in substance, consubstantial with the Father and the Holy Spirit. When he took the human nature, he did not take a human from Saint Mary. That's Nestorianism. He took a human nature and made it his own. He became God in the flesh. That human nature, when he made it his own, he removed from it corruption, but it's subjected to the results of the fall, which is death and lust and fallenness. But he said, who of you can rebuke me of one sin? He didn't sin at all his life. This is in St. John chapter 8. And then he will die, because the Logos doesn't die. God doesn't die. So he dies in his own flesh and rises up with his own flesh, his own. This is not a person attached to him. This is, God points to him and himself as his Son of Man or Son of God. He is the one person, Jesus Christ. Here is the part that's important. Why did he need to get baptized and receive the Holy Spirit if he is one with the Holy Spirit, but tabi'a, by nature? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, one essence. And that essence, call it the divinity, the divine nature. Because when he took the human nature and he died with it and resurrected, the Lord renewed the human nature. He did not renew the humans automatically. The human nature that the Lord took has to come in it, the Holy Spirit. Then the human nature received the Holy Spirit, overcame death, rose from the dead. Am I saved when I'm born from my mother's womb? No. There has to be a transfer. God has to move this work from himself to you. Who does this? مين اللي بياخد نتائج الخلاص ويديها لنا? Who takes the result of the salvation of the human nature, the renewal of the human nature that God made his own and put in it the Holy Spirit, which is in the feast of Theophany, it's what's the major feast. When does this transfer happen? Who does this transfer? The Ruh al-Qudus, the Holy Spirit. So if you want to understand Christianity in a nutshell, the Lord sent his only begotten Son, took flesh from St. Mary, Luke 1:35, by the condescending, the overshadowing of the Father and the Holy Spirit coming on her, takes the human nature, makes it his own, lets the Holy Spirit come on that human nature, and lives without sin, dies, resurrects, and then said, wait, salvation is done, but it doesn't go to you unless يأخذ مما لي ويعطيكم. The Holy Spirit, I will give you another comforter whom the Father will send, who proceeds from him, and he will take from me and give you. All of the work comes to us by the Holy Spirit. That's why when you understand the sacraments, not rituals, it is the transfer of the salvation from God to us, from the Son to us. And this transfer, the Lord did it first in himself, in his baptism, and his life without sin, and the body dying and resurrecting. The last verse, because God the Father has set his seal in him. If you take the Urbana, how do we know that the Urbana is not just a circular bread and it's going to be used in the liturgy? There's a seal on it. The seal has certain, according to the Coptic rite, 13 crosses, Christ in the middle and 12 crosses around it, the 12 disciples, and then Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal in the circle. Without this seal, this is just a normal loaf of bread. And it says here, the Father has set his seal on him. When did this seal happen? When the Father said, he's the one. Again, Epiphany. So when the Holy Spirit came on the incarnate Son, because the Holy Spirit is already one with the Son. But when the Holy Spirit came on the Son in the flesh, this is the Father said what? This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. It's no longer going to be you have a relationship with the Son. The Lord now will take our minds from normal eating to living your maximum potential. From normal food, and you want God to be a king on you to solve the economical problem, is going to lift up their mind all the way that you have to eat my body and drink my blood. As Saint John transformed the people that I am baptizing with water, but there's another one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. The Lord himself, to whom is the glory, is able to do this transformation himself. So he transformed our thoughts from just eating to the communion. And we do this all by the work of the Holy Spirit. God, who does the role of the work of Christ, transfers to the humans by the work of the Holy Spirit. So if you want to be accurate, when we say, Ataita wa khalasana, you came and saved us, that's correct, but there's more detail. The Lord, when he rose and overcame the death, he renewed the human nature. جدد الطبيعة البشرية. He He renewed the human nature. But every human is not renewed automatically, and that's the difference between us and the Protestants, for example. God saved me, I'm done. No. God created the salvation system. God did the salvation system. God renewed the human nature, but the new human nature of yours happens when the Holy Spirit works on you. That's why you get baptized. That's why you receive the Holy Spirit. That's why you have communion. This is all the work of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord give us to enjoy the behavior and the theology of Christianity. Because that's why the church prepares us for communion with behavior. Suluk and Lahut. They both go one in one. And St. John is the epitome of this. To talk about the behavior and why we're behaving this way, which is the theology. Finally, one word. The incarnation at Tagassud is actually the peak of theology, and it's the peak of love as well, which is the behavior. So the incarnation is theology and behavior at the same time. The love of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory of his good Father and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.